Envoie la petite tété, envoie la petite jument.
I ain't a mare. I'm a horse. I belong to Josephat Lachance, the farmer. My name is T-Prince.
Whoa, slow down. Spare your horse, Josephat, if you want to go far.
Josephat Lachance was the last one to arrive in Compton, among the great wave of people from the Beauce area, an exodus that lasted 60 years. The large families wanted a better life for themselves, but there was no more suitable land in the Beauce region for the offsprings who were getting married. The Couteux, Denis, Ferland, Bureau, Gagnon families. Here, the Anglophone pioneers grew old without anyone to take over for them. Their grown children would leave to go study in the cities and wouldn't come home. Others would rush to Western Canada, seeking greener pastures. They would look for another adventure while transmitting their farming expertise. The Cochrans, the Pomeroys, the Craigs, the Smiths, the Sparfords. The English sold their fertile land and the people from the Beauce area would buy them. They arrived carried by their horses, with their herd of cows walking ahead. Even the cows traveled for days all the way to Compton through grazings and pastures. The Veilleux, Bolduc, Loubier, Gilbert, Rodrigue families, they left everything behind. Their house, their land, and their past. Only one thing was certain, the hope of numerous future generations. In 1945, Josephat Lachance and Desneiges Veilleux's arrival in Compton marked the end of the long exodus. Living on Chemin Couture with their 10 children, 9 sons and a daughter, they carved their furrow in history. The Poulain, Robert, Groslot, Rouillard, Lachance families. Hey, the Lachance family did not get here on horses. It was 1945. They arrived in a truck.
Envoie mon petit tété, envoie mon petit camion.
They plowed, sowed, and harvested the land for a better future. This part of the country became their home. Against all odds, they transplanted from the Beauce area their roots, their faith, their savvy know-how, and their accent. They saw their children grow up as proud Compton men and women. Once again, they had planted solid roots. I pulled many plows and wagons in my day. I was a reliable horse, but everyone started to use machines. The mechanical horse is, in fact, a tractor. In 1945, there were as many horses as tractors working the land in Compton. About 10 years later, the tractors surpassed us. I was worried. What would farmers do without us horses? Then I saw that the tractor ran day and night. Even a strong and fast horse like myself would never beat the tractor to the finish line.
Envoie mon petit tété, envoie mon petit tracteur.
Go ahead, buy tractors and put yourselves into debt. Josephat was a devoted manager who worked for the Maple Sugar and Syrup Federation. He still relied on me during sugar season. Where tractors would sink deep into the muddy trails, T-Prince became the king of the woods. Thanks to the talented sugar makers from the Beauce region, Compton's maple products were sold as far as Montreal. I am an old horse from another farming era. In Compton, on the beautiful pastures and under the apple trees, is where I will retire. A life cycle is ending. The new one will be all about mechanics, technology, and robotics.
Envoie mon petit tété, envoie mon beau petit prince.
Giddy up. Whoa, slow down. Spare your horse, Josephat, and we will go even further.